You are listening to the Wisdom with Trish podcast. This is episode 56, Peace and Results. Welcome to Wisdom with Trish. I'm Trish. I'm your host. I'm a mom to 6 kids. I've been married to my sweetheart for 28 years. And I'm a life coach. But most of all, and why we're all here, is I spent 30 years chronic dieting. Yep, most of my life I've spent trying to be in a smaller body. And this podcast is about my journey to turning to God and trusting Him to not diet anymore. I found a path of health and a path of loving the space I take up in the world. And I'm here now to help other women do the same. So I'm so glad you're going to join me on the journey. All right, here we go. Hey, hey, hey. Hello, friends. Okay, so in our life right now, all my kids go back to school tomorrow. We've had an awesome spring break, and the grandbabies went home when I'm recording this a few days ago, and my house is so quiet. It's really clean, but it's really quiet. So I've also, do any of you guys do this? I've been purging. Do you guys purge? I should do a whole podcast on purging. I feel like it is good for the soul. I've just been, my daughter always gives me the bug. She is really good at it. So when she was here, we went through some closets. I had closets set up that when I taught seminary that just had all my seminary supplies. Well, we cleaned all that out and then we swapped that out to make that like a toy closet for the grandbabies when they come. So that was very exciting. And then for years, you guys, I have had my food storage in my garage. And someone was telling me how when they moved their food storage, it was all bulging because they'd had it in their garage. And mine is not doing that yet. So, and now we eat that stuff. Like before, I could have stored it wherever because I'm like, I've never eaten that stuff. In my mind, that's the stuff that makes you fat. I really thought that. I really thought if we ever have to eat this stuff, I'm going to get so fat. I used to think that stuff, you guys. But now we eat that food. Beans, oats, there's pasta. Anyways, we eat that stuff now. So I've wanted to have access to it because before I had it stacked up all the way in my garage, all the way to this, basically the ceiling of the garage. So I could never get to it. And now that I'm canning, I want to pull out all those beans and I want to can them because they're old. I think I canned them in 2002. And so I just want to start canning them and I want to use the oats and I just want to eat the stuff. And I might want to replenish it, but I have enough food storage for like when I had a family of 8 and now we're a family of 5. So I feel like we can eat some of it. Anyway, I'm sure this is why you tuned into the podcast to hear about my purging pleasures. But I've really enjoyed it. So my house feels really good because we've got rid of a lot. We did a little bit of decorating and, you know, you just kind of need to change things up sometimes. And so that's what we did while my daughter was here and she's really good at that. So that was really fun. And I had all the baby love time and that was so wonderful. And now they're home and very far away. But thank goodness for FaceTime. That saves me. I talk to those babies every day on FaceTime and they at least know my face. They think I live in a box, but they know my face. So I really did have a great 2 weeks with them. So I hope you're having an amazing life. I hope that the principles that we're learning here, the tools that you're learning are helping you and you're making some connections in your life. Like, oh, that's why I do what I do. I'm hoping that that's kind of happening. I was somewhat saved this for when we would do coaching, but it's going to help so much if you guys already know this and then come work with me because I won't have to spend time explaining it. We can go over it really quick and then I can jump in and I can start coaching you one-on-one in the group. And so it's so much better because me coaching you one-on-one, man, it's where you start to get leverage and you start making progress really great. And so when I spend a lot of time explaining this tool, it takes up a lot of time. So I kind of had that epiphany like, oh my goodness, don't save it. Like they need to learn it. And then when they come work with me, I have other tools we talk about too, but this is a really powerful tool that I go back to, especially when you're stuck. So we've been talking about circumstances. They're neutral until you have a thought about them. And then you have, that creates a feeling. And then because of what feelings we have, that creates what our actions are. And then actions create results. It's the doing part, right, of your life that creates a result. And so I wanted to talk about results today. And I wanted to share a result that I kind of chose on purpose. Not kind of, I did. I absolutely chose on purpose. So my first opportunity of reaching out to a coach, this coach just does free coaching Fridays. And I reached out to her and I just said, I learned, and I know she coaches with the model. She uses that as a tool. So I said, I see this model, but I'm not seeing anyone do this model in the way I feel like I need to do it. And she's like, okay, well, tell me what your model looks like. And I said, in my model for my result, I want my result to be peace with my body. Can my body be neutral? Is my body neutral? Because I'd had that epiphany, right, that it was neutral, but it's like I needed validation. So I'm like, if my body's neutral, I get to think any way I want to about it. And can my result be just peace with my body? And so she walked me through that and she said, yes, your body's neutral because I don't have thoughts or feelings about your body and you don't have thoughts or feelings about my body. So bodies are neutral. That's a neutral circumstance. And she walked me through what a model might look like to have peace with your body. And that was so helpful to me. And today, even today, that's my most important result. Because what was my most important result my whole life? Weight loss. That was my most important result. I always thought that was the only result. That's the only worthy result, right? And we can put weight loss as our result. That's okay. I'm not saying you can't. But for me and my journey, it's been so much more powerful for me and moved the needle for me in my health journey to put peace with my body as a result. So she helped me with the thoughts and feelings. And what I've learned is for me to have the thoughts and feelings I needed to have peace with my body was I needed to really live in a lot of gratitude. When I created a lot of thoughts of gratitude about my body, that gave me the feeling of gratitude. And then that gave me the action of wanting to take care of this wonderful gift I have. And I wanted it to work at the most optimally it could. And it created peace. So that experience for me was a game changer. I would love to offer that to all of you. Like when I say to you in the podcast, if you have tried to manipulate and change your body your whole life, maybe it's time to surrender. And this is what I'm offering. Surrendering might be the action you need. So, because maybe having peace with your body might be the result that would feel really good. That would feel like surrendering. Like we have this body when we come to earth. We've talked about this. We even fought for it. And then we come to earth and Satan starts offering up his lies to us. Sometimes his lies come through our parents' words. They come through other people's words. They come through messages in the media. You know, he's really good at funneling the lies to us about our bodies. And we're really good at believing it. Like, he's so good at it. You know, you've seen the little saying that says, Satan's so good at what he does that he doesn't even hide anymore. Well, that is definitely true in diet culture. And we don't even see it. We don't see that he has so much influence and hating our bodies. We all know he doesn't have one. He wants us to feel bad about ours. That's what President Nelson says. So we have this body, we come to earth. It's our earthly home. It's what our spirit is housed in. And most of it are at war with it for the whole time we're on earth. We're just at war. We're like folding our arms and pouting and saying, well, until you behave, you will receive no love. And some of you might even feel like, I would love to love it, but how can I love it? Society doesn't love it. Society says it's wrong. Well, society says it's all wrong. It's never good enough. So think of it in those terms when we talk about results. What about the result is I have peace with my body. I'm no longer at war with my body. My body and I are friends. My body and I are a team. Those are beautiful. Those are beautiful results. And actually are going to move the needle for you when it comes to weight loss. Because you're a team. You're not at war with yourself anymore. Think about all your other relationships in your life when you're at war with it. Like, think about your relationship with your teenager when you're at war with them. Think about your husband when you're at war with them. Does it ever get better? No. You can't fake it, right? Like, you can't fake that it's good when it's not good. It's the same way. When your body maybe starts showing up the way you want it to, your critical brain isn't going to let you just love what it looks like now. It's going to find new problems. So the greatest work in that result line, I believe, you get to choose whatever result you want. And you get to create that with your thoughts and feelings. But I'm offering you today, what if your result is to stop being at war with your body? And what would a model need to look like? So your body is neutral. And your thought is, well, let's run a thought. Let's run a one that maybe some of you have right now, or maybe an old model I would have. So your thought is my body, and your thought is, I mean, here's one. I'm just, remember, I don't write any of this down. I just come and hit record and we go. So I'm just going to talk about thoughts that come to mind. So a thought could be, I'm never going to lose this weight. My body's never going to do what I want it to do. It's never done it before. Why would it do it now? And what is those thoughts? Let's stick with one thought. My body, I'm never going to be able to lose the weight. And what is that? How do you feel when you have that thought? Defeated? Sad? Unworthy? Right? Then how do you show up? I'm pretty sure you're eating the container of cookies in your pantry, right? Because it's never going to happen anyway. And then what's your result? You're never going to lose the weight. So this is the fascinating part, you guys. Your thought line and your result line always match. Isn't that fascinating? So if I have the thought, my body is amazing. Guess what my result line is? My body is amazing. I have an amazing body. Let's do a few others. What if your thought is eating plant-based is so hard? We talked about this on the last podcast. What's your feeling? Discouraged, right? When you feel discouraged, what do you do? Well, you're definitely not like figuring it out how not to make it hard, right? You're going back to your old way of eating probably. And then what's your result? Plant-based eating is hard. Isn't that fascinating? It always matches. So you can run a model on anything in your life right now. Like, let's do the Ben model, because I've loved talking about Ben while we've done this series. So my thought about Ben was, I have the most difficult teenager. I cannot believe he's making all these choices. What's my result? I have a difficult teenager. And that model I chose to let go of, and I created an intentional model. so that I could have the result that I wanted. Because what do I want? I want an amazing kid who knows he's amazing and makes choices from knowing he's amazing. So my intentional model was, I have an amazing kid who's going to figure this out. And he's getting some life lessons right now, and he's going to figure it out. And what's my result? He's figuring it out. He's an amazing kid, and he's figuring it out. Fascinating, right? And you're like, oh, Trish, that just worked for those three. Nope, every time. Every time. Every time someone comes and works with me and we run a model, I can always show them how, see, your thought is creating the exact same result as the thought. You can't out-action a bad thought. Can't do it. Doesn't work. Because everything we do as humans, because of how we'll feel or because of what we feel. It's how we work. That's how we run. That's the human experience. So we've got to get our thoughts and our feelings where they need to be to get the results that we want, so that our actions will be what they need to be so we get the results that we want. It's just so fascinating. And sometimes when you come work with me, I don't use this. There's other tools that I use that I feel are very powerful. And sometimes that works better. And we've talked about some of those other tools on the podcast. But this might be a really powerful one for you, especially if you're like, Trisha, I love my weapons of war. I cannot let the dieting go. I have to. And that's why I tell you guys, I don't always eat 50-50. Because if I always have to eat 50-50, that's a diet. And that does not bring peace with my body. Because for me, the ultimate result is having peace with my body. I want to be able to love this gift God gave me. I want to love this, it's kind of my heritage, right? Like, it's my, it's this gift he's given me, a gift I fought for. And there's a term I want to use and it's not coming to me, but that's okay. And I want to go to him in the next life and say, Satan really had a grip on me about this. And I turned it around. And I stopped hating the gift you gave me. And I made peace with it. And I know he's proud of me about that. And it's more important for me. And maybe it's more important for you. You have to decide. It's more important for me to have peace with this body than it is to have a doctor tell me that my body is healthy or that I'm at the perfect like weight or that, you know what I mean? Like that's not important to me anymore. How do I know I'm healthy? My lab work totally shows it. And I have total faith in God that the fat on my body is necessary and it's going to be there. You might be thinking, oh, Trish, you shouldn't have that fat or whatever your thoughts are, but that's fine. Because guess what? We all get to decide ourselves about what we want to think about our body, about our gift. You get to decide. And I've decided to make complete peace with it. And I'm going to have the thoughts and feelings that create that peace. And a lot of you are thinking, oh my goodness, there's no way I can have peace with it because I would never take care of it. Do you know, how do we treat things that we love? We give it extra time. We get it extra attention. We actually pay attention. And how do we treat someone, or how do we treat something that we don't love? We ignore it, put it in the closet, don't look at it, right? Yeah, we don't pay attention. And we neglect things we don't love. We don't make something we don't love a priority. So your thought that I can never love this until it's different is actually backfiring on you. You have to love yourself here to get there. That's my coach's saying. She says that all the time. You have to love who you are here to get there. You have to. That's how it works. Because what happens if you don't love yourself here to get there? When you get there, A, you're not going to stay there very long. Because you thought you were going to feel different when you showed, when that arrived, and then you don't feel different. So you're like, well, this doesn't work. Or you're going to get there and you're going to be really frustrated. And you probably will sabotage. Or you'll move on to the next thing that you think you have to fix so that you can finally have love. And it never ends. So you gotta love your body here to get it there. Same thing with everything else in your life. You gotta love your husband here to get where you wanna go in your relationship with him. You got to love your teenagers here. You got to love that little one-year-old here. You got to love your grandbabies here. You can't always be thinking life's going to be better when something else shows up. You got to love it here. And that is what is so powerful about the result line, is you get to choose your result. Now, what if you're listening, you're like, but Trish, I really do need to lose weight. That is something I want. Well, as your coach, I help you align your thoughts and feelings to help that result. And usually we have to clean up some old thoughts and feelings that are in your way. Because they exist and they're usually your blind spots and you usually can't see them. And I help you as your coach. I look at your brain and I'm like, I ask the right questions and then those things can come forward so we can start to like examine those thoughts. Are those true? And I would love, if you're someone who would be willing to be coached on the podcast, I would love to demonstrate that for someone. And we can jump on and you can be a podcast guest and we'll coach so you can see me peel back that layer. And it would be really powerful for you to all watch. Or you don't get to watch because we're a podcast. So you'd be really powerful for you to get to listen. But you can start the results in your life, what you want, are available to you. But just like actions, the action line, to get your results where you want, you've got to get your thoughts and your feelings where you want, where they need to be so those results can show up the way you want them. And I'm not here to tell you that you have to have a result that I care about. Not at all. Your result can be whatever you can dream of. That is fine. But sometimes we have to do some foundational work of helping you see that your worthiness doesn't show up if you choose weight loss as your result line. Because the only thing that we value in this world, besides money and like power, weight loss is right there. It's like the holy grail of health. And it's stolen a lot of our lives from us. And so I think what I'd love to see you do is reclaim your life. Not wait to show up in pictures until your body's different. Not miss events anymore. Not miss out on family events because you're not the size you want to be. Like, let's stop that madness. And let's deal with that first. Let me help you come home to yourself so you can love the gift that was given to you. And then let's improve it. But if you have your value, if your worth is tied to that, your action line is never going to be active enough to make that result that you want. So don't feel defeated by that. Feel like, oh my goodness, this is the piece I've been missing. I really thought that my worth was going to show up with my weight loss. It doesn't, you guys. That's not how it works. You are worthy right now. You've always been worthy. It's your birthright. Infinite worth is your birthright. When you were created, I don't know when that was, but when you were created, it was given to you. And it's intact. It can't be taken away from. It can't be added to. And so when we get that foundation really strong, and I work with your thoughts and feelings so that you can have that foundation strong, then we move on and we start getting your action and your results start happening. It's a beautiful process. And I'm so thrilled that I get to be your coach to help you figure it out. So that's all I have today. Results. Results can happen, but they don't happen on their own. And they don't happen just from your actions. You got to back it up and you got to get your thoughts and feelings right so you can get those results you want. And that's why diets don't work. This is the next that we talked about that in the last podcast. It's you're not getting the results you want because your thoughts and feelings aren't aligned with what they need to be. So your results show up the way they need to, or your actions don't show up so that your results then happen. And write all this down today. Write down, usually it's easiest to start with a result that you're frustrated about and then build up and think and start feeling it in that way and think, well, okay, so what is my circumstance? What do I want the result to be? And then go up and say, well, what do I think about this? And start building it out. And you'll probably build a unintentional model, something that's just like a knee-jerk reaction. The way you're living your life is a knee-jerk reaction. Most of us are. And you fill that out. And then fill out the one that is intentional that you want. And it can be challenging because you're like, you think you're dealing with facts all the time and you're not. So you've got to go in there and you got to pull out those thoughts and feelings and then create new thoughts. Y'all, it works. It's awesome. It's such a beautiful tool. And I feel like it is so beautiful to think, use it in the term, like, I love to use it as I live the gospel. Because when we want to keep commandments, when we want our children to keep commandments, when we want them to, you know, act a certain way, a lot of times as parents, we're all up in their A-line with them. And what a beautiful thing to know that you got to shoo-shoo out of their A-line and you got to help your kids with their thoughts and their feelings about things so that their actions and their results can be the way that they need to be, or you want them to be, or they want them to be. It's so beautiful. And so it's one of my favorite tools I use with clients. And it's so fun that I got to share it with you guys. So I'll be referring back to this in future podcasts. And like I said, if you'd love to be coached on a podcast, if you're willing to be a little bit vulnerable, I could even not use your name if you that would help you. But that would be really fun. And then everyone can kind of see how that coaching works. And you can see how pulling those thoughts out and me shaking them up a little bit, how helpful it is. So reach out to me. I would love to have you on the podcast and coach you. So, all right. This was fun. I love teaching you about the model. I'm so grateful for Brooke Castillo and how she put that together for us. It's a beautiful model. And it's something that coaches use. But you guys, every single one of you can coach yourself. You can coach yourself by using that, writing things out, and it will help you. It will absolutely help you. All right. Hope you're having a great day. Hope you're eating plants. And I just really hope that this landed with all of you and that it's going to help you. All right. Have a great day. Have a great day. Have a great day. We'll see you next time. A few things before you go. If you have found that you need help on your journey of taking amazing care of yourself and loving the space you take up in the world, please, I would love for you to come join us in my monthly membership coaching program called Breathe. Breathe is a place where like-minded women come together and help one another. I help you by coaching you, and then I record that, and then other women will watch while you are helped, and then you watch other women when they're helped. And it's this community where women are helping women, and it's so beautiful. There's a lot of other perks when you're a Breathe member. So you receive coaching, you get to watch other women be coached, and then you also get to have access to any course that I provide. So right now, there's two courses in the membership. One is how to eat plant-based in 30 days without dieting. So if you're at the very beginning of your journey, that will help you so much. Now, if you're a little bit further along in your journey, you will probably love my course that is on self-care. And it's a self-care course that you take over 6 weeks. And it's a way for you to come home to yourself and start figuring out what does love feel like for you. And this is a course that I usually offer just to a group coaching program, but now it's also offered in Breathe. Something else you'll have is you'll have this community of support. There'll be a private Facebook group that you can check in with. And remember, you're going to be seeing these other women be coached. So you will get to be honestly their best friends. It will be a wonderful community. And you know, sometimes when we eat plant-based and we try to leave diet culture, it's a little bit lonely. So that will be a wonderful support for you. Last thing, I provide weekly meal plans. I'm trying to think of everything I can to make this process of you loving you and you loving the space you take up in the world and you taking amazing care of yourself to have all the tools for that. And one tool to simplify your life is a weekly meal plan with a grocery list. And that will also be available in Breathe. And all of that will be available on an easy app so that you can access it on your phone and you can it can be very user-friendly for you. So come join me in Breathe. You remember, nothing in your life has to change for everything to change. And that's the work we do in Breathe. Have you come up for air? Have you needed help to keep breathing? I got you. Come join us in Breathe. Have you downloaded my free commitment planner? Okay, if you haven't, you totally need to. It's such an easy way for you to make and keep commitments to yourself and honor those commitments. Go to my Instagram account, and in the links in bio, there is an option there to download that for free. Totally go get that. Make sure that you subscribe to the podcast. If you're feeling like you're missing episodes, it's probably because you're not subscribed. So whatever, wherever you listen, you just subscribe and then they will make sure that you don't miss an episode. Also, are you part of my free Facebook group? If you're not, you should be. Come on over, share recipes with us. And it's just a really diet culture free place to enjoy being online. And last of all, have you left me a review? Reviews are really important because that's how other people find the podcast, is through a review. So wherever you listen, go ahead and leave me a review there so other people can get the help that they need through the podcast. All right, y'all are the best. Have the best day. See you next time.